Good morning. Cold high pressure over southern Canada producing a chilly north-northeast wind this morning. At the same time, a stalled front along the eastern seaboard is producing a lot of clouds over interior New York and New England. Even some rain showers down the Hudson Valley in toward New York City and east along coastal sections of New England. Some of those showers may creep into interior New York and New England today, with the best chance for completely dry weather closer to the Canadian border. It does look like, though, throughout the region that sunshine will be limited, and with that chilly northerly component to the wind, temperatures will be in the chilly 50s for afternoon highs. Tonight, a cool northerly breeze combined with some cloud cover will produce temperatures back into the 40s, even some 30s in the normally cooler Adirondacks and Green Mountains, and we do run the risk for showers from the coast inland up to about I-90. Same holds true for tomorrow with that front moving very little just off the eastern seaboard, cloudy skies with a lot of showers south of I-90 and more dry and chilly weather to the north toward the Canadian border. High temperatures tomorrow with a stiff northeast breeze, only in the mid-50s again. We'll begin to lose the influence from that front on Sunday as it begins to dissipate. As a result, we'll have a little bit less wind, and skies will remain mostly cloudy. It'll still be chilly, but with a little more sunshine, temperatures will be back towards 60. We continue to track Joaquin, but current indications are that now this hurricane will remain off the eastern seaboard. In fact, there's a pretty good chance that it'll remain well east of the U.S. East Coast and not have a direct impact on our weather. There is a better risk for more of Joaquin's impacts in the form of high surf and gusty winds along the immediate New England coast come Monday and Tuesday, but for the rest of us, it looks like a mix of sun and clouds with highs pushing back into the mid-60s and temperatures staying in the mid-60s with dry weather through the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane continues to issue advisories on Major Hurricane Joaquin, located about 20 miles northeast of Clarence, Long Island in the Bahamas. Joaquin is moving toward the west-northwest near 3 miles per hour. A faster forward motion is expected to begin later today. This will be followed by a turn toward the northeast and an increase in forward speed tonight and tomorrow. On the forecast track, the core of the strongest winds of Joaquin will continue moving over portions of the central and northwestern Bahamas today. Joaquin will begin to move away from the Bahamas tonight and tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 130 miles per hour with higher gusts. Joaquin is a dangerous Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are possible during the next 24 hours. Slow weakening then is expected to begin tomorrow. Hurricane warnings, though, are out for the Bahamas, where a dangerous and life-threatening storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 6 to 12 feet above normal tide levels into central Bahamas in areas of onshore flow. Joaquin is expected to produce total rainfall accumulations of 12 to 18 inches over the central Bahamas, with isolated maximum amounts of 25 inches possible. This rainfall could result in life-threatening flash floods. At Mount Washington this morning, 34 degrees under mostly cloudy skies and a north-northeast wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light snow and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 47 degrees. The dew point 36, 66% relative humidity, a north wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.31 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Embarrass, Minnesota, and Baraga Plains, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and windy with rain in the mid-50s, Boston, cloudy and windy, rain in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 58 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 53, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, of course, zero for the month, which is 12 hundredths of an inch below average, and 30.03 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 46 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 85, set in 1927, and the record low, 30, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:35 p.m. 11 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy today with rain likely and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with rain tonight and lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy today with the chance of showers and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy tonight with the chance of showers and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy today with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers possible, especially south of I-90 and in New England. Breezy and cool with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy near 60 on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday in the mid-60s and lower to mid-60s with more sunshine on Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.